Okay, morning everyone. Today's daf in Nazir is Chaf Tes. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is known as Zechon Shmas Liba Gabriela Bashmuel. We saw the Mishnah yesterday. I went through the Mishnah yesterday. Let's do it again. Let's go through the Mishnah so that we set ourselves up for today's daf. Mishnah is on Chaf Ches Amud Beiv. Hayish Madras Beno. A man can take his son is not yet bar mitzvah, and he basically can force him, train him, encourage him. Whatever nice words you want to use, but basically he can make his son be a nazir. The isha maderes has been up, but the mother can't do it to her son. Only the father can do it to his son, but not the mother to her son. The Rabbi Kiva Eger over here is bothered by a very simple question. You know, Shmuel was a nazir. Right. And you also know that Shmuel was a Nazir, and that Nazirus was taken on by his mother. So, not his father. So, what do you do after having just learned the Mishnah today? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's a good question. I'm not sure what to do with that question. But Rabbi Kiva... Okay, but I think... I'm not sure. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us to look at a Radak in on Shmuel. So, as per his instruction, I did that yesterday. I went and took a look at the Radak. The Radak basically writes that it's a really good question, and I'm not really sure what to do with that question. And maybe right. So maybe the Radak writes. Okay, very good. So the Radak writes on his parish to Navi. He says maybe that what you'll assume is that the father agreed afterwards, but then of course that's an important detail that's left out of the Navi. So okay. Anyway, it's something worth taking into consideration.
What happens if the son drinks wine or the time?
There's much to discuss. Let's go through the Gemara. Is going to discuss many of the issues. Okay, so Aish Madir's Ben Abinazir, Vein Aish Madir's Ben Abinazir. So Ketzad, I mentioned yesterday, Tosus takes out the word Ketzad. So, because this is not, the next point is not Ketzad. But the next point of the mission is going to be as follows. There is a moment, and Tosus says it's immediately afterwards. Tosus is not super clear in terms of where the cutoff is. It has to be immediately after the father makes his declaration. It can't be a couple days later. This is not Hafara. I don't believe it is. No, it's not. it's not because this is the father making the neder. This is not Hafara. So it's not totally clear to me, even after having gone through Tosos, where the cutoff point is. But anyway, there can be a protest made by family members. Gilech Hoshagil Krovav, if one of the family members either shaves his head, the son's head, Umicha Hoshimicha Krovav, or let's say one of the family members just simply protests. So they say, no, this is not a good idea. We veto the idea. So now what's going to happen is that the child is no longer Nazir, based on the protest of the family member. Okay, and again, Tosa says it has to be done immediately. And then, who's considered a family member over here to make this protest? That part, I'm not clear about. I'm not sure. Anyway, Haisalo behema mufreshes. And now the Mishnah is going to go through the same sequence that we keep going over again and again in this parak. Now we have karbanos that are no longer needed. Because the kid was a Nazir, but then one of the family members protested, so now he's not a Nazir, and so here we have all these karbanos that are no longer needed. What do we do with the three karbanos? So you should know this by now. We've been drilling this again and again. So if the animals were specified, chatas tamos v'ola takriv, ola v'shlamim yikrivu shlamim. So chatas sent to death. Ola offered as an ola. Shlamim offered as a shlamim with the strictures of a Nazir. Nechal miyamechad, only in for one day, in a tunim lechem. However, there is no bread because there's no kape nazir. There's no hand of the nazir anymore. Ha'ilo mastumim. Now, if the money was unspecified, you pull in a dava. Once again, this is being drilled into our head. It's good. Hopefully, after this parak is over, we're going to get it. So, if the money was unspecified money, so take the monies and put in the pushka so that the Beis HaMikdash is going to offer the karbanos during the slow summer season. Maus mufurashim. What if the monies were specified? So, demei chatas yecholim amelach. So, take the money of the karban chatas and send it to the Dead Sea. Lo nenim v'lo ma'olam, not subject to Me'ilah, because again, the Me'ilah is only for Kachi Hashem, and this money slash animal, it's money, but had it been an animal, it would not have been offered on the Mizbech, therefore it's not Kachay Hashem, therefore it's not subject to Me'ilah. Demei Ola Yavia Ola, the money of the carbon Ola is going to be offered as a Ola. Umoal and Behem, it's certainly subject to Me'ilah. Demei Shlamim Yavia Shlamim, Venechal Miyamecha, Venetunim Lachim. And as far as the money for the Shlamim is concerned, so you bring a carbon Shlamim, but again, with the Chumras of a Nazir, only eaten for one day, and there's no requirement of bread. Period. At Kan Divrei Ha Mishnah. I mentioned yesterday, this is where we got to yesterday, and the rest of the daf today is going to be discussing one very simple idea, and that is what's going on here, meaning the son is not yet a bar mitzvah, so that means that the son is not yet obligated in mitzvahs. The father is basically turning to his, let's just paint the picture over here, his 8-year-old son, and basically saying to him, you know what, I think it's a good idea that you behave like a nazir. I don't know, let's do this for a year. Okay. However, the father in his wisdom of parenting decides, so let's do this for a year, you're going to be nazir for a year. Okay, now, the child is not yechayv in mitzvos. So how? What's going on? And let me amplify the question. The child is not yechayv in mitzvos, so that means that on a Torah level, the child's not a nazir. Okay. We're going to now conclude the nazirus, and then what are we going to do? We're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to bring karbanos. For someone who's not really a nazir. You bring carbon for somebody who's not chayv in karbanos. Now again, the old and the shlamim, okay, that's fine. In other words, like we've been discussing. But you're going to bring a carbon chatas for somebody who's not really a nazir. So to put the question really simply, what's going on? I mean, what's happening in the Mishnah that you could take your minor son and make him become a nazir, and how is all this working? So, that's the question, and let's get to two basic approaches of the Gemara. Ish in aval isha lo. So the man can make his son a nazir, but the woman can't do it with her son. My time, what's the reason? Rav Yochanan amar halacha hi benazir. So Rav Yochanan says that this is halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay, a theme alert for this parak, and that is that Rav Yochanan earlier also said halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Not to this, but to a different issue, right? Ma'ustumim. They have the unspecified money. Where does that go to? So the halacha is, like we just learned in the Mishnah, goes to Nadava. How do we know that? So what's Rav Yochanan's response? Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. So here, father can force his minor son to be a nazir. Right, and he's going to be a nazir. And how come? Where do we have that? Where does it say that in the Torah? Rav Yochanan's response: it doesn't say into the Torah, but it is a halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. It's a Torah law, just not written in the Torah. Okay, so that's Rav Yochanan. So Rabbi Chanina Amar Reish Lakish Kedei Lechancho B'Mitzvos. And the second approach of the Gemara, Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina, saying in the name of Reish Lakish, this is the mitzvah of chinuch. The simple mitzvah of chinuch. That when a child is growing up, before his bar mitzvah, so you want to train him how to do mitzvahs. So there is a requirement, albeit it's not a din d'oraisa, but there's a requirement basically of chinuch, of training him how to do mitzvahs. So Reish Lakish says, you're going to file this Mishnah under the world of chinuch. Now, there are going to be not a million questions, but a lot of questions, which, according to Rav Yochanan, kind of are easy to respond to. Because Rav Yochanan will say every single time, this is halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Meaning, there are logical arguments you can construct. Good, you keep them out of here. But according to Reish Lakish, if this is filed under chinuch, so we have a lot of questions to ask, and the Gemara for basically the remainder of the daf today is going to level a number of questions against Reish Lakish.
How can he bring a korban that's not his?
Yeah, so, well, meaning, what, according to Rav Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish? Well, according to Rav Yochanan, it's halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Meaning so, that the Torah says that this is Nazirus. It's a strange looking Nazirus. You don't normally have a child, doing something, but this is Nazirus. I guess you can ask, according to Rav Yochanan, like, whose carbon is it? Meaning, is it the father's carbon, or is it the child's carbon? Maybe we can exist in that kind of, in that kind of lumdus, although I'm not sure. Okay, so ihachi afilu ishanami. So the Gemara says, well, if we're filing this under chinuch, so then why can't mom tell the son to be a nazir? So isha afilu ishanami, katzavi ish chayev lechanech beno b'mitzvah zayin isha chayev lechanech es bena. So the Gemara says the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father, not on the mother. So the Gemara says, okay, even in the world of chinuch, we can explain this particular detail, and that is chinuch is primarily on the father, not that of the mother. Okay, this is in of itself a discussion of whether or not mom is obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, when we say she's not obligated, it doesn't mean that she can't do it. In fact, you just look around and you'll find that most of the chinuch in the household is done by the mother. But we're talking about from a point of obligation, a point of chiyuv. So the Gemara says that, okay, there's no chiyuv of the mother to be mechanech the son, and so therefore, that's why the Mishnah is limiting this halacha to the father, not the mother. So now the Gemara starts off rattling off this whole series of questions. According to Rav Yochanan, this halacha applies only to your son, but not to your daughter. Right? That's pretty clear from the Mishnah. And according to Rav Yochanan, why should that be? So again, the answer is going to continuously be, because this is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Meaning, you don't have to find a rhyme or a reason. That's just simply Ratzon Habore. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a father to be able to do this to a son, but not to his daughter. Again, for whatever reason, Halach LaMoshe M'Sinai. Ela Reish Lakish Afilo Bito. But according to Reish Lakish, we're talking about Chinuch. There's a mitzvah of Chinuch for the father to train son. There's also a mitzvah of Chinuch for the father to train daughter as well. So the Gemara says, Kasavar Beno Chayv L'Chancha Bito Eino Chayv L'Chancha. So the Gemara now, in explanation, Reish Lakish says, well, in order to explain this point, we're going to have to say is that the mitzvah of chinuch is only for the father to train his son, but not for the father to train his daughter. Meaning there's no formal mitzvah of chinuch per se for a father to be mechanech his daughter. Okay, again, these are, For the Gemara to defend Reish Lakish, we're going to see over the course of this morning that the Gemara is going to take positions which we don't necessarily accept as halacha, but again, we're just going to try to defend Reish Lakish's basic position.
There's no fear of the mother to train a daughter.
Right. Well, that already is already generated from the point previous. I mean, the Gemara earlier said the mother doesn't even have a mitzvah of chinuch for her son. Right. I guess you're right. You could have, you're right. You can make an argument. Okay, maybe. Anyway, take a look at the Tosfos. Now, when I say take a look at Tosfos, turn back to the previous Amud and look towards the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis. Beno in Bito Lo. Your son, but not your daughter. Tosfos writes, Dekach halachihi beno deshach memitzvus lechishiga domot ala av lechancho av abito lo. So Tosos in explanation says, look, your son who's going to be chayv in certain mitzvahs, so there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Your daughter who's not going to be chayv in certain mitzvahs, now when I say certain, it's really limited in terms of the number of mitzvahs that a girl slash woman is exempt from, but Tosos is just trying to create some sort of construct in terms of why it should be that you have a mitzvah to be mechanech your son, but not your daughter. Okay, the tema. Hada Amar Ba'amad. So Tosfos over here asks a fantastic question. Because generally, what do we say? This is a Gemara in Yevamos. Katan Ochel Nevelos Ein Beis Mitzuvan Alav Lahav Frisho. So, the Viham, right? Vahamar Av Lachancho Lasos Mitzvah Mutal Av. So Tosfos asks a very simple question. We learned together in Yevamos that, let's say a child is eating Nevela. Okay, when I say child again, we're talking about child under bar mitzvah, and he's eating the vela, and okay, so he's not obligated mitzvahs, so you do not have an obligation where you have to separate him from doing the mitzvah. Okay, you don't have an obligation in which you have to separate him from the Avera. Okay, meanwhile, what did we just learn today's daf? So we just learned that there's this idea of chinuch, and this idea of chinuch is going to train him in mitzvahs. So, correct. So in other words, if you see him eating treif, so right, wouldn't you be interested in training him not to do that? V'yesh lama, Tosfos over here gives such an interesting proposal. V'yesh lama de chinuch lo shayach ela lahazira la'asos lekayim mitzvos. Ava lahazir malavor ein ze chinuch. So, yeah, I know. It's such an interesting idea. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the positive commandments of the Torah. But there is no mitzvah of chinuch per se in terms of separating a child from doing an isser. Okay. Tosfos is himself based on this yisod. And then, by the way, you have to file this Tosos. It's such an interesting position by Tosos. File this away in your head, and then every time the Gemara comes up with the concept of chinuch, then you have to think: is this a mitzvah sase? Is this a los sase? And you know how would Tosos respond? So here's a simple example of this, and it found in Tosos itself. Continuing now in the Tosos, Beperek Basu Diyuma, Hainukiyam Mitzvah Ve'inisem. Oh, Tosos says. And it's great. We're coming on to Yom Kippur, so it's a timely point by Tosfos. He says, "Okay, look, we know that as your child becomes bar mitzvah, or as your daughter becomes bas mitzvah, so they have to start fasting, right? And that's brought down. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Mishnah in Yuma that says that as your child is approaching age of bar mitzvah, so you got to train him how to fast. Now, according to Tosfos, how's that working? Meaning fasting? That's a low sase. That's a lav."
No, you need to
have good. Excellent. So right. So you see now you see what Tosfos is doing. So Tosfos is saying no. Fasting on Yom Kippur is not a lav. It's a mitzvah sase. It's a positive commandment. The inisem es nafshosechem. You must afflict yourself on Yom Kippur. So that means it's a mitzvah sase. Oh, good. So now Tosfos says, now I understand. So you have to train him how to fast because that file that under a mitzvah sase, not under a lo sase. Okay, good. There's more, but what an interesting idea by Tosfos that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on essay, not on los essay. Okay.
Well, where does he get this?
Well, because it's bothered by the fact that the Gemara in Yavamo says that if you see a kid eating nevela, it's okay. Yeah. You can leave him alone. Leave him alone, chinuch. So Tosfos says, okay. So what we're going to say is, we're going to redefine chinuch. Chinuch is only for the positive commandments. Okay. You can address the issue with another solution, but again, right now I'm just presenting Tosfos. Back to our Gemara in Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. So again, a father can have his son become a nazir. The child is not a bar mitzvah. He's below age, and yet yet this can happen. So how does this work? So according to Rav Yochanan, it's halacha l'moshe mitzvah. According to Reish Lakish, this falls under the category of chinuch. So bishlam l'Rav Yochanan, we are now on Chav Tes Amud Aleph, about 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud. So bishlam l'Rav Yochanan d'amar locha hi b'nazir hacha b'nazir sin b'nazir m'lo. According to Rav Yochanan, I understand that because it's halacha l'moshe mitzvah, so this is only true by nazir, but it's not true by any other neder. Meaning the father cannot impose a neder, any other type of neder, on his son. Why not? Again, because halacha l'moshe mitzvah. Meaning, again, the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it, that this only is for the world of Nazir, so not for any other neder. El Reish Lakish afilu nedar nami. So, but according to Reish Lakish, this should apply to any other neder, because again, what's the idea over here? Chinuch. If the idea is chinuch, so you know what? You want to train your son how to be a nazir? Good. You want to train your son in other forms of nedarim? Chinuch should be good. So the Gemara says, "Let me buy Kamar." The Gemara says, "Well, according to Reish Lakish, what the way to understand our Mishnah is that the Mishnah stylistically is written in a style of lo mi bai kamar, which means to say lo mi bai b'nadarim deles l'nivol. Look, by other nadarim, that's fine. Meaning, it goes without saying. And by the way, examples of other types of nadarim. Again, Tosfos is back on the previous amud. Kigon, Tosfos writes lavi karban. Let's say you want to generate a neder so that the child now is going to have to bring a karban. Oh, shakiba love the kaim it's the sukkah of a lulav. Or let's say a neder so that the child now is going to have to build a sukkah or bring lulav. Or I'm sorry, shake lulav. So
is a karban ever his to bring a karban?
Right. So again, so under the context, the answer generally is no. Under the context of neder, what the Gemara is proposing is that according to Reish Lakish, the answer is going to be yes. I'm sorry. Let me just finish the thought of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so according to Reish Lakish says, let me buy Kamar. Here's the style of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, not only when it comes to Nadarim, which it's a given, meaning we're talking about like Tosfos's example, Sukkah, Lula, bringing a carbon, like good. But now, what our Mishnah is teaching us is Nazir. Because Nazir is not that easy. Nazir, again, an abstention of wine, but now we're talking about children, so... I'd really like to not not call that an inui for a child, but not getting a haircut, not going to the cemetery, meaning it's unpleasant, it's uncomfortable. So ben adam galeth nivul ala afil ben nazirus the yesle nivul, when it comes to nazirus where it's nivul. So afil hachi chayv lechancho. So therefore, that's what our Mishnah's point is, according to Reish Lakish. It goes without saying that a father can force a neder on the child under the guise of chinuch. But here we're talking about nazir, which is a little bit difficult. It's a little bit unpleasant. The Mishnah is giving us even the larger chiddush. Okay, period. Now, according to Rav Yochanan, what is this idea in the Mishnah that family members can protest? What is that? So the Gemara says again, meaning that this is a corpus of law that's not rooted in an idea that we already know. It's a new idea, and so in this new idea, there are rules. And the Mishnah is just teaching us the rules. But according to Reish Lakish, we're talking about the mitzvah of chinuch. Who are your family members to get in the way of you doing chinuch with your son? Right? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Kol kamin hon krovim. Is it within the ability of the relatives? The armor and lay, what they're going to say to you, lo tigmer mitzvos. No, don't teach your kid mitzvos. Like, who are they to stop you? How can they protest? So the Gemara says, kasavar kol chinuch de lo chashiv, lo nichalei. So the Gemara gives, and again, another interesting answer within the world of chinuch, and that is, the Gemara says, that kol chinuch de lo chashiv, any chinuch that's not significant, important, again, I go back to Tosos again, is back on the bottom of the previous Amud. Tosos says, kagon chinuch de naziros. Right, we're talking about now the chinuch of nazir. Bizyonos who? It's embarrassing. Megalech Saro. At the conclusion of it, you're going to have, you know, the kid's going to walk around with a shaved head. Right? He's going to have to go to school the next day with a shaved head. Like, yeah, it's chinuch, but you know, this is, you know, it's a little uncomfortable. It's a little risky. It's not chashuf. I'll leave it with the Gemara's language. So there, if another family steps in and says, you know what, I don't think this is a great idea, so generally in the world of mitzvos, you don't listen to them, but in the world of naziros, you know what, they may be right. You know, listen to them, they may know what they're talking about. Next. According to Rav Yochanan, what are you doing to the kid? You're shaving the kid's head at the conclusion of the naziros, you're taking away the kid's payas. So according to Rav Yochanan, it's fine. Because again, all this is halach l'moshe m'sinai, and this is part of the halach l'moshe m'sinai. But ella Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinen Amar Shlakish Kedel Chancham b'mitzvos. But if you're going to go with the approach that this is all falls under the category of chinuch, hakavid hakafa, chinuch means that you're going to now shave the kid's head and take away the kid's payas. Meaning, that's strange. How can a mitzvah of chinuch, which again, is only a mitzvah midrabanan, allow you now to go to the kid at the end of the nazirus and shave off his hair, including his payas, including the corners, the sideburns? How can you do that? So, now, keep this in mind, though. Meaning, we're talking about a minor. So, the shaving off of the minor's head itself, for an adult, would be an issa d'oraisa. But we're talking about a minor. So at worst, we're talking about an issa d'rabbanan. But still, right, even though that's true, it's still the point of the Gemara is that it's hard to imagine that chinuch would allow you to walk down a path where the conclusion of that path is going to be, hey, here, violate this issa d'rabbanan. Now, I will point out the following of this. When I prepared the Gemara yesterday, I was really bothered by this question. I don't know how good a question it is, but didn't Tosfos in the beginning of today's daf teach us that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the positive commandments and not on the negative prohibitions? I mean, Tosfos said that earlier. So if you apply that principle, then this question of the Gemara over here seems strange. Because the mitzvah of hakafa the mitzvah of hakafa is an isser in the Torah. It's an aveira. It's not a mitzvah zaseh. So, okay.
The question is that if a minor becomes not to his father and he violates, does he get lashes for it?
Right, correct. Right. In the halakha Moshe Mistina, you're going to get onish. Generally speaking, right, and we saw a Gemara like this a short while ago in Nazir. Generally speaking, by halakha Moshe Mistina, there's no punishment. Okay? Punishment is only for those things on the books.
But the thing is that Nazir would get with lashes if he...
You're right. Point well taken. But this is a Nazir where we don't find that... In other words, the idea of Nazir is in the Torah, but the application of you forcing your minor child to be a Nazir, that's not in the Torah, that's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay. Okay. That's a good point. Kasavar hakafas kol arosh midrabanan. So the Gemara now takes us into the world of Makos. This is the third parak of Makos, where there the discussion is the following. You know, there's an issue in the Torah that you're not allowed to be makif. Now, makif means you're not allowed to round off your head, which means basically take the front of your temple and level it with the hair going behind your ear, like a bull haircut. That's the issue in the Torah. So if you cut your sideburns short, and so short now that it looks like you have a rounded head, so you violate an issue in the Torah. Okay, fine.
What do you mean a rounded haircut?
I mean, basically a bowl haircut. In other words, so that you have no longer any sideburns. Okay. The Gemara Makos discusses the following. What if you don't round off your hair, but let's say you just cut off all your hair? Okay, popular in today's society for men to just basically shave their head. So you're not rounding off your head. You're shaving your entire head. So in doing so, you cut off your sideburns, but you also cut everything else off. Is that Issa de Araisa? So the Gemara in Makos brings down that that's a machlokas. That's subject to a debate, whether it's an Issa d'Oraisa or it's just an Issa d'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that here what we can make the argument is the following. Look, for the Nazir, at the conclusion of his Nazir, is going to shave off his whole head. Which, by the way, for an adult male, that's okay because Torah says to do it. Meaning, even though there's generally a lav, but there's a mitzvah essay for a nazir to shave off his head. So, in other words, the essay is going to be docha the los essay. But here we're talking about a minor child. And according to Reish Lakish, he's not a nazir min haTorah. It's chinuch. He's not a nazir min haTorah. So now what the Gemara is going to suggest is, yeah, but shaving off your head is not an issa de araisa of hakafa. And now basically it's competing the rabbanans. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. So kol arosh mid rabbanan v'chinuch mid rabbanan. So now we're talking about competing the rabbanans. V'al z'chinuch de rabbanan v'dachi hakafa de rabbanan. And that's what's going to happen. Which de rabbanan are we going to choose? The mitzvah of chinuch, which is a mitzvah de rabbanan. The isser of not shaving off your head, that's an isser de rabbanan. So we'll go with chinuch over that of shaving off your entire head, all the hair on your head. Next. So now, according to Rav Yochanan, you know what's going to happen at the conclusion of your child's Naziris? You're going to bring a karbon. Do you understand it? Sure. Allah Kalam Moshe Mitzkinai. As well as we can understand it. But now, if all this is just in the world of chinuch, and chinuch is a din d'rabbanan, so that means that on a Torah level, this child is not a nazir. And now what? And now you're going to get to the end, you're going to get to the conclusion, and you're going to bring karbanos? What?
Because he forced his son to become a nazir.
Right, in other words, which is not on a Torah level, which is not a nazir. So it's chinuch, but it's not... And now you're going to bring karbanos at the end. And once again, what do we know? We know that if you're not obligated to bring a karbon, you can't bring a karbon. So again, just to reset. The ol and the shlamim, like the, again, we can walk around that. Like, you know, right, an ol and a shlamim can always be brought generically. But a chatas, if the child is not in nazir on the Torah level, how could he bring a karbon chatas? How does that work? So kasav chulim bazar lav daraisa. So the Gemara gives an answer, which I'll present it like Tosfos, and the Gemara's answer is, well, bringing non-karbonis into the base of Mikdash is not an isa daraisa. That line by itself doesn't really answer the issue. You have to look at Tosfos over here. We're going to look at Tosfos on the top of Chavtes Amud Aleph, where he writes. So, first of all, the gears of Tosfos is a little bit different than what we have in the Gemara. Tosfos writes, "Kasev chulin shenishchetu ba'azara lav da'araisa." You shecht a non-consecrated animal in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not a violation of an issa d'araisa. And Tosfos writes, "Bein ba'avasam bein desher la'ochlam." V'chein muter lahavi halechem v'azra b'sheila min ha'ayel la'anif b'azara. So Tosfos says you're going to go through all the details of the karbonos of a nazir, and here Tosfos says, now let's think about this. He's not a nazir on a Torah level. He's bringing three karbonos. He's bringing an ola, shlamim, and a chatas. So again, let's say it again. An ola, shlamim, fine. Fine, because they can be brought generically. How are you bringing a chatas for this child? Tosfos writes, "Va'imurim shel chatas ikal ameimar." So now let's even break down the chatas further. Meaning, what happens with a carbon chatas? So you shecht it as a carbon chatas for a child who's not a nazir on a Torah level. So the blood's going to be sprinkled on four corners. Now, if this is a chatas, that's great, but it's not. So that's excessive. And furthermore, you're going to take parts of the carbon chatas animal and put it onto the mizbeach. Again, if it's a chatas, that's great. If it's not a chatas, you can't do that. So Tosus here suggests maybe what within this Gemara's answer, here's what you're going to do. Va'imorim shel chatas ikal ameimar yalam l'shem eitzim. As far as the imorim are concerned, put them on the mizbeach l'shem eitzim. And the intent that you have when you put it on is this is going to be firewood. Okay, which in the world of Kachim, we learned is at least plausible. It's possible. V'hadam yizrok l'shem. Now, we haven't toasted the word shamayim, but Bezalel Ronsberg says, right, l'shem mayim. Now, you're going to be sprinkling blood perhaps three times too many. Three times too many. Because in other words, basically, we like to treat this like a shlamim, even though we're pretending it's a chatas. Pretending. Yeah, right? Chinuch. So the next three times you're sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, have in mind that it's l'shem mayim. Meaning, again, don't have intent that I'm doing it as a karmen chatas. V'olav ishlamim yasa l'shem nedava. And the olav ishlamim bring as a nedava. So again, it's a strange tosos, but basically what we're trying to do is, on one hand, call it a chatas, but not treat it like a chatas. Because again, according to Reish Lakish, the child is not a nazir, which means that the chatas is not necessary. So what are you doing? So basically, Tosfos goes through the details of, well, we'll call it a chatas, but basically we're going to treat it like a shlamim. And what about all those quote-unquote extra things that you're doing because it's a chatas? So have other kavanas in mind when you're doing those extra things. It's not like pickle. No, it's not like pickle, but in other words, is it unusual? Yes. Pickle is, you know, is much more specific about what it is. But yes, but is it strange? Yes, but according to Reish Lakish, you need to explain all this because the child is not a nazir on a Torah level. Back to the Gemara. So Bisham l'Rav Yochanan Amar Lachi b'Nazir Achi ki matame ki mitama maisi karben siparin va'achel kohen malika. Now, according to Rav Yochanan, let's say this minor child becomes tamei. Good. So he'll go through the Tara process, and at the end of his Tara process, he's going to bring the carbon of a Nazir Tame, which includes a pair of birds and includes an animal as an Asha. And now, pair of birds. Now, remember in the Beis HaMikdash, when you have a bird, what do? You do Malika, which means that the Kohen is going to take his thumbnail and insert it into the back of the neck of the bird, which normally would not render a bird kosher. In fact, just the opposite. Normally would render a bird a Nevela. But in the world of the Beis HaMikdash, this is exactly how birds are to be put to death through this process called Malika. So now, if it's a carbon that the child needs to bring, and according to Rav Yochanan, it is because it's Talach L'Moshe Min Sinai, so fine. But according to Reish Lakish, Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Reish Lakish, Haka Achal Nevela. But according to Reish Lakish, we're talking Chinuch. The child is not really a Nazir. You're just training the child to be a Nazir. That bird that the child is bringing now is not a carbon chatas bird. And so now the way you're killing it is Nevela. It's not Malika. And so what the Kohanim are now eating, because they eat the meat of the Chatas bird, is now the meat of a Nevela. Like, how can you allow all this to happen? So the Gemara says, okay, what we're going to have to say is that according to Reish Lakish, he subscribes to the viewpoint of Rabbi Yossi Rav Yehuda, which is that the on a Torah level, we don't need to shecht the bird. The mitzvah of Shechita is only for animals, only for things that are walking on all fours. But the bird kingdom, you know, on a Torah level, doesn't require Shechita.
But
if the Gemara is defending Reish Lakish, that means then that you're going to have to say that Reish Lakish holds that throughout Shas. And then you're going to, I don't have the encyclopedic mind, but then you're going to have to see Reish Lakish throughout Shas, whether he's consistent with his viewpoint. Right. V'chulim ba'azar lav daraisa. And also, by the way, another point to consider, and that is, the bird is not a chatas bird, so how can you shecht in the base of Mikdash? So the Gemara says, well, chulin and the azar is not daraisa, like the Gemara said previously. V'sav rav yosi ha'achi, the Gemara says, now, well, hold on a second. V'atai, and the Gemara says, but have we not learned the following braisa? Which is, rav yosi, rav yehuda, minayin l'chatas of shiba al ha'safik. She'eino ne'echelas. The Gemara says, now please consider the following. Let's say you have a woman who may or may not need to bring her birds as a carbon. Tosfos here gives a simple example. Let's say she had a miscarriage and she doesn't know whether she miscarried a child or it was a non-viable child. And the difference, of course, being is that if she miscarried a child, she has to bring carbonos. She had a delivery. Unfortunately, didn't survive, but she had a delivery. But let's say she was mapil, something other than a human infant, so then she doesn't have to bring the karbanos. Right? The Gemara goes over this at length. So the so here she doesn't know. She doesn't know what she miscarried, and whatever it was.
She doesn't bring it. I'll probably put it
because that's not. Well, we'll make a comparison, but that's not what the Torah demands. Torah demands that she has to bring a bird, but she doesn't know if she has to bring it. So what does she do? So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, here's what she's going to do. She's going to bring the birds. Again, it's a pair. One's an olam, the other's a chatas. The Kohanim are going to do the avoda with these birds like they normally would do, with one notable exception, and that is when it comes to the bird of the chatas, they're not going to eat it. That's all. So the Tamalomer v'azav zavol zachal nekeva. So the Torah says that we're going to make a hekesh between a man and a woman. Makish nekeva lazachar, mazachar may be carbon alavadai, after nekeva may be a carbon alavadai. So just like a male, if he violated, he for sure violated Isra, and the Torah is going to bring a carbon chatzah, so to a female as well. And Tosfos goes over the point, the idea that this point of the brayso is really unnecessary. We already knew that, but okay. Mazachar may be alasafik, after nekeva may be alasafik. Now, if a male possibly violates an Isra daraisa, like the classic example of two pieces of fat in front of him. One's chalev and the other is shuman. He ate one of the two pieces, he doesn't know which piece he ate. The other piece is lost and gone. So what do? The man has to bring an ashram talui. If a woman is in a world of safek, she also needs to bring a karban. So ma zachar miminchu meivi alavadai meivi alasafek avnekeva mimishi meivi alavadai meivi alasafek. Now for the woman, what does she do for a safek? So just like a man has to bring a safek in the same type of karban, had he violated it bivadaos, same thing is true with a woman. A woman who possibly, if she for sure had delivered a child, she would bring two birds and ola nechatos. So if it's a safek, she's going to bring two birds and ola nechatos. And now, so what about the fact that if she for sure had a baby, she's going to bring two birds, one's an ola and the other's a chatos, and the kohanim are going to eat the meat of the carbon chatos. So if it's a safek, are we going to say the same thing as well? Amart lo. As we turn to Choftes Amud Beis, the Gemara says to that, That's where we draw the line. No. Imamar b'zachar shekein yisur echad, tomer b'nekeva sheshnei yisurim. You see, as opposed to the man who he may or may not have violated the yisur, we're going to bring a carbon asham talui. There, we're only playing around with one yisur in the Torah, which is this may or may not be a carbon. Okay. But when it comes to the woman, and now we're talking about a bird, so now there are two things to consider. Number one, she may or she may not be chayav altogether. Okay, fine. But as we just pointed out, we can get over that. She'll bring the carbon. But now because we're talking about a bird, so the bird undergoes the process of malika. That may or may not be a shechita. Meaning, it may be a shechita because it may be a carbon, but if it's not a carbon, then it's not a shechita. So now it's, right, it's a what we generally call sfeik, although that term over here is a little misleading. It's not exactly the way to say it here, but okay. In other words, there are two Isurim in the Torah that are being confronted. Don't eat the meat of the carbon chatas bird. So my shnei yisurim. What do we mean when we say shnei yisurim? Like I just pointed out, lav is an avela v'chulim ba'azara. It must be that we're talking about the yisur avela and chulim ba'azara. And so, what do you see? That according to Rav Yosi, he will tell you that there is this idea that you must shecht a bird, and the reason why the kohen doesn't eat the meat of this woman of the chatas of the woman who may or may not be chayv is because you have to shecht, and we don't know if this was a proper shechita. Maskefler of Achabrei the Ravika v'Dilma Mechayev Allah Mishum the Mischazik Training Zorin Midra Banan. The Gemara says, well, maybe what you could suggest is that really on a Torah level you're not violating an Isser, but it looks like two Isurim. So on a Derabban level, the Chachamim told the Kohanim not to eat the meat of the Karban Chatas. Not because you're actually violating an Isser Daraisa, but it looks like you're violating two Isurim Daraisa. Okay, period.
What do they do with it?
So they'll have to... It can't go on the mizbech. It's gonna basically be discarded like any psul, any disqualified carbon is gonna be discarded. There's a separate area in the Beis HaMikdash where they would burn it. Okay. Yeah. Right. That designated areas. Okay. Okay, this almost brings us to an end of this discussion. Okay, it really has been a fascinating discussion. We have a din in the Mishnah that the father could take his minor son and make him be a Nazir. And so how does this work? So for Rav Yochanan, the answer is very simple. Halacha l'moshe misina. According to Reish Lakish, how does this work? This is all part of the larger mitzvah of chinuch. But the larger mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan, so you're going to enter into a lot of pitfalls to where now the Gemara navigated, right, and it was some of the waters were treacherous, but the Gemara navigated through all the different pitfalls of, if this is a mitzvah of chinuch, you're violating the Isser of Hakafa, you're bringing chulin to the Azara, you're possibly doing malika unnecessarily, rendering the burden of Vela. In other words, there's a lot of pitfalls, and the Gemara basically navigated according to Reish Lakish, how can you maintain that this is a din d'rabbanan and not violate many of these Isuri d'raisa? Lema Ketanai. Continuing in the Gemara, let's go a little bit further for this morning. Let us suggest that this machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is already a machlokus amongst Tanayim. Admas Amatir's Ben Abinazir. Meaning, where's the limit? The Bryce over here discusses. Until what age can you basically tell your son that he's going to be a Nazir? So Ashi Avishtei Saras Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, very simple, till he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Okay, Shtei Saras is physical maturation. The general assumption throughout Shas is that when the boy turns 13, so he's also going to be physically mature. We have a discussion in the Gemara Anida that they're both necessary for the child to be Chayv and Mitzvah. He has to have Shanim and Shtei Saras. He has to both have completed 13 years on this earth and also... And also have the physical maturity. So Rebbe says, fine, that's the cutoff. So until Bar Mitzvah, basically. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Achi Agil, Onus Nadar. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the cutoff actually is a year prior. Okay, an idea that we've discussed earlier, and we're going to discuss also later in this Masechta as well, is this idea of Onus Nadarim. That even though a child is not obligated in mitzvahs for a boy 13, for a girl 12, but in the world in the Darim, so they get included in the Darim 1 year earlier. It's what's called Onas Nadarim. So for the boy, from 12 to 13, if he makes an Eder and he has enough intelligence, intellect to understand what he's saying, it's an Eder. For a girl, from 11 to 12, same story. It's an Eder. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that's the cutoff point. The cutoff point is, for the boy, it's going to be 12. Not 13. So we have a machlokus in terms of what the cutoff point is. And now the Gemara is going to try to explain the machlokus. My lav, tenaihi. So, and here's the machlokus. Rabbi Savar halachi ben Nazir, v'afgav di'igil, oros nadarim, madir, lay, v'azo adamai si shtei saras. So according to Rabbi, he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Even though, of course, Rabbi Yochanan came later, but you understand. In other words, conceptually, they agree with one another. And that really all this falls under the category of halacha Moshe Mesinai. Now it's true that at 12 years of age, the boy can make his own Nedarim. And one could make the argument that if he can make his own Nedarim, he can also reject a Nadir that's imposed by his father. But according to Rabbi, this is all halacha Moshe Mesinai. So don't give me logical arguments.
But Nadir is a subcategory of Nedarim also, right?
Right. But again, once you say halacha Moshe Mesinai, you can localize. And you can say that this is only subject to Nazir. And so fine. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Rashi, Agilonis, Nadarim, Sever, Kedil, Chancho, Ben Mitzvahs. V'kev, and Denafik, Mirishur, say, Sula, Mechayev. And now, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the cutoff point 12? And he'll agree with Reish Lakish. And what is Reish Lakish's position? This is all chinuch. Chinuch means that I'm not obligated in mitzvahs, I'm under the jurisdiction of my father. My father will train me and tell me what to do. Once the boy turns 12, as far as Nedarim is concerned, he's his own man. It's interesting. As far as the rest of the mitzvahs are concerned, you know, he's still not chayv in any of the mitzvahs. But for Nedarim at 12, he's his own man. And as being his own man, so now he can turn to the father and say, I'll take it from here. Meaning, up until 12, so fine, you wanted me to be an Nazir, fine. But from 12 and onward, where now I can make my own Nedarim, so I'll take it from here. Meaning, either I'll continue to be Nazir, or I won't. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the Machlokas. Amri lo. The Gemara says, no. We're not going to say that, but rather we'll say the following. Dekule ama halachi hi benazir. We'll have everyone in this braisa siding with Rav Yochanan. That this is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. V'hachah b'mufla samachlish k'mifli Rav Yossi sefer mufla samachlish to Rabbanan. V'asya daraisa dachi to Rabbanan. Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda sefer mufla samachlish to Raisa. So one way to present the Machlokas is, look, everyone holds halacha Moshe Mitzinai. This additional year of Nedarim, from 12 to 13, what's what we call Mufla Samachlish. Is that a Din Darabanan or is that a Din Daraisa? Gemara says maybe that's the Machlokas. According to Rebbe, it's only a Din Darabanan. And so therefore, the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is going to trump the Din Darabanan. Masha Einkin, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, the... no, other way around. According to Rebbe, the din is a din derabanan. So the halacha, yeah, I was right. I'm sorry, I was right. The halacha Moshe Mitzinai is going to trump the din derabanan, and therefore the cutoff is going to be 13. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says no. Onas nedarim, this extra year is a din d'araisa, and therefore that now becomes a cutoff of when the father can force his child to be a nazir. By same, I'm going to do one other approach. Everyone sides with Reish Lakish that this is all a function of chinuch. Mufla samach liish derabbanani, and the idea of mufla that this additional year is also a din derabbanan. Rebbe savrasa chinuch derabbanan v'dachim mufla samach liish, and now it's just a question of what's going to bounce what, what's going to bump what. So according to Rebbe, the mitzvah of chinuch is going to overpower the Isser Durabbanon or the rabbinic idea of an additional year of Nedarim. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Shagil on Nedarim, Kesavar Lo Asichinuf Durabbanon, Vidachi Mufla Samachlish. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda will go the other way. And he'll say no, that the Mufla Samachlish is a, in this particular case, going to be a more powerful Durabbanon than the Durabbanon of Chinuch. Okay, so and then you of course have to figure out why one derabbanan in this case is going to be greater than the other derabbanan. Okay, let's quickly summarize. No, I'll stop now. Okay, and let's just summarize. Tomorrow pick up. Tomorrow's daf is very short. Okay, and God willing, tomorrow we'll finish the parak. Okay, so again, we had an idea today expressing the Mishnah of that you have a father taking his minor son and turning him into a Nazir, and him becoming a Nazir. And according to Rav Yochanan, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So for Rav Yochanan, all the distinctions of father to the son, not father to the daughter, father to the son, not mother to the son, and all the distinctions made are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and so therefore, there's no thinking necessary. Meaning, that's just simply, that's it. That it is because it is. According to Reish Lakish, where all this is filed under Chinuch, so how does it work according to Reish Lakish? So that took up most of our daf today. One point to again highlight is that Tosfos that we did earlier this morning, where Tosfos is bothered by the idea that we have this concept of Chinuch. On the other hand, we find that the Gemara says that you could just let your son, you see a son violating an Avera, so you let it go. So how come? So Tosfos has this tremendous chiddush that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on positive commandments, not on averus. Okay, just a tremendous chiddush. And then the rest of the daf really dedicated itself to, if you hold like Reish Lakish, and this whole idea is a mitzvah of chinuch, which is only a mitzvah derabanan, so how do you circumnavigate through shaving of the head, bringing karbanos, him becoming tamei, the Isser of Malika, meaning there seems to be a lot of landmines in the Isuri Daraisa being violated, all for the sake of chinuch, and the Gemara navigated. And that was really the conclusion of today's daf.